Testing. Huzzah! and I just would like to reiterate, because you didn't hear me while I was talking, never update Mix. If you get an alert about an update, unless you see some, like, super critical vulnerability, just leave it alone. never poke the sleeping bear. I might actually put Mix into its own isolated VM now, because, whoo boy, I was freaking out for that whole 5 minutes, 6 minutes there while we were waiting to figure this all out. Anyway, so that's kind of how my day's been. I went out. The sun was shining. I was going to try and find a drive-thru to get lunch. It's 2 o'clock local time. It's late for lunch. But alas, all of them were busy. And what do you know? Then, as I say, okay, well, I'll just go home. Then it just starts pouring rain, and I got drenched. So I said, okay, well, I'll just get a drink and go do the show. I'm out of water. I'm out of everything. It's just a mess. But anyway, enough. We don't got to talk about me. We're here to talk about the news and have some good times. So we're going to go ahead and get started the way we always start.
World news.
That's right. But first, I got to load up my little timer track so that I don't talk too much. So, you know, this sound. Yep. All right. So there you go. You'd like to hear it? Here it go. Okay. We're fast forwarding. There we go. All right, that was the intro at like 1,000 times faster. And we've got, we're 7 minutes in, so we're going to say we got 22-ish minutes. All right. All right, here we go. We're going to go ahead and get started.
World news.
All right. Well, here we go. So, starting off, let's go to France. French Parliament votes to extend IVF rights, that's in vitro fertilization, or India Victor Foxtrot rights, to lesbians and single women. Lesbian couples and single women in France are set to celebrate on Tuesday as Parliament definitively approved a bill that will give them access to fertility treatments for the first time. Under current French law, only heterosexual couples have the right to access medically assisted fertility treatments, such as in vitro fertilization. Aw, bye Stoke Sauce, thanks for tuning in. Oh, and that makes me want to remind and thank everyone in comm who was helping me out while I was testing. Northern Lights, SMJ, F-Fog, Froggy Me. All superstars and wonderful people in comm. Join up in comm, meet cool people, become a cool person. All right, so lesbian couples and single women who want children had to travel abroad for IVF using donor sperm. That is set to change under the new legislation introduced by President Emmanuel Macron's government and which passed a final vote in the National Assembly on Tuesday after 2 years of acrimonious debate. So, the change will bring France into line with several other European countries, including Belgium and Spain, currently two of the top destinations for French lesbian couples and single women looking for help in conceiving. The Inter-LGBT Association said it welcomed the change after years of foot-dragging by successive governments and further delays wrought by the coronavirus pandemic. The health minister, Olivier Véran, has promised to try to make up for lost time, saying that women will be able to begin treatment in the autumn with a view to becoming pregnant by the end of the year. So, huzzah! I think that's great news, and it's a good way to start news to me, as we try and not be so sad all the time. But, like they say,
resistance is futile.
Ethiopia's Tigray conflict, street celebrations as rebels seize capital. Rebel forces in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region have retaken its capital, Mekelle, sparking street celebration and forcing officials to flee. Residents reported scenes of joy, with fireworks and thousands waving flags. The government, which took Mekelle in November after Tigrayan rebels rejected political reforms and captured army bases, has now called a humanitarian ceasefire in the region. The fighting has left thousands dead and pushed 350,000 people towards famine. More than 2 million people have been displaced. There had a recent upsurge in fighting between the Tigray People's Liberation Front and the government forces out of Mekelle. A rapid offensive led to the unexpected recapture of the city by rebels on Monday. A statement released by what was termed the Government of the National State of Tigray praised a stunning victory, saying Mikel was now under the complete control of the Tigray Defense Forces. Sleep tight, Stoke Sauce. And Stoke Sauce is a great show. Check it out. If you're not in Australia time zone, just check it out on the archive. Either way, it's great. It's a fun show. All right. Basically, the basics about the Tigray is since 1994, Ethiopia has been divided into states. There's 10 of them. They are defined on ethnic grounds by the constitution and described as largely autonomous but with central institutions. In 2018, following anti-government protests, Abiy Ahmed took over as prime minister and introduced reforms. Powerful politicians from Tigray, Ethiopia's northernmost state, accused Mr. Abiy of trying to increase federal power. Relations worsened, and after that, the government accused Tigrayan rebels of attacking military bases. The Ethiopian army moved in November, backed by Eritrean troops. Mr. Abiy declared the conflict over in late November, but fighting continued and increased ahead of national elections on June 21st. A federal official told AFP News Agency that the interim administration in Mikel had decided to leave on Monday after rebels closed in on every side. Locals are celebrating. One eyewitness quoted by AFP said, "Everybody is out of their house, everybody is excited, and they have music on the streets." So, I'm very interested to see how this plays out. It sounds like it sounds like the people who live there are celebrating that this rebel force has taken back the capital. So, I'm not going to say that it's good or bad, but I do think that if there can be peace, let there be peace. You know, give them their space. Well, don't worry, there's other people fleeing. Mass protests rock Eswatini, Africa's lone absolute monarchy. The king has allegedly fled, and that name is that country name is Eswatini. That's Echo Sierra Whiskey Alpha Tango India November India. Eswatini. Hadn't heard of it before. Pro-democracy activists in Eswatini, the southern African country previously known as Swaziland, have vowed to intensify demonstrations against the monarchy until it makes democratic reforms and unbans all opposition parties. The small mountain kingdom has been rocked by pro-democracy demonstrations over the past 3 days, and videos of people burning tires and barricading streets in the largest city, Manzini, and the central town of Matsafa have been circulating on social media. To quell the unrest, the government on Tuesday ordered all businesses to close by 3:30 p.m. and a strict curfew to have all residents off the streets from 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. Schools were told to close immediately. So, King Mswati III, Africa's last remaining absolute monarch, has ruled the country for more than 3 decades and is accused by demonstrators of human rights abuses and running a repressive government. His family includes 15 wives and is accused of enjoying a lavish lifestyle, while most of the country's 1.1 million people are impoverished. Political parties were banned in the country in 1973 and barred from participating in parliamentary elections. The Eswatini government on Tuesday denied claims that the king had fled the country. His Majesty King Mswati III is in the country and continues to lead in working with the government to advance the kingdom's goals. He called for calm, restraint, and peace, saying the government would update the nation on the government's interventions on the current situation. So, oh, welcome, X1, welcome. So, it's pretty wild. So, anyway, I'll let you know if we get any updates, but, so that's going on over there in Africa, in Eswatini. As cases of death soar in Russia, why are the vaccination rates so low?
Get the news over with. Well, I want to hear the music.
Publius flees. Oh, no. Welcome. Thank you for using calm. Some coffee. I boiled some hot water and threw some instant coffee in a cup as I ran over here. So it is not that great, but it'll do. Anyway, Anastasia Kulchina refuses to get vaccinated against COVID. The 72-year-old, an ex-nurse, says the Russian-made Sputnik V vaccine was developed suspiciously quickly, although she admits that her knowledge of virology is not professional. The vaccine is being perfected on us. I don't want to be a guinea pig, Colchina, a grandmother told Al Jazeera. Instead, she tries to stay away from people. She lives in seclusion in her summer house outside Moscow, planting zucchini, raspberries, and flowers, binge-watching TV, or spending hours on the phone with her friends, most of whom are also hesitant about the vaccine. So there you go. That's what's happening. People are hesitant. A staggering 62% of Russians do not want to get vaccinated, and 56% are not afraid of getting the virus, according to a survey by the Levada Center pollster conducted in April. This is especially surprising given that Sputnik V was the world's first registered COVID-19 vaccine and has been supplied to nations from Mongolia to Brazil. It's just as reliable as Kalashnikov assault rifles, Russian President Vladimir Putin boasted on May. Two more vaccines were developed in Russia by research facilities that once helped pioneer enormous vaccination campaigns in the USSR and dozens of nations. But Russia remains dramatically undervaccinated. Only 13% of Russians have received jabs, compared with more than half of Americans and 87% of Icelanders. Meanwhile, the more infectious Delta variant sets new records in the nation of 143 million. So, we'll see how this plays out. This is from Al Jazeera, but even Al Jazeera English, you know, sometimes it's hard to know stories about Russia, stories about Israel, stories about Palestine. They all usually end up being having a perspective or some kind of influence one way or the other. But anyway, the news or the summary here basically is people in Russia are hesitant to get the vaccine, and it's really going to be a real tinderbox soon. All right. So, well, what else is going on? Well, we got one more story, then we're going to play a song. Because why? Because this guy...
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
It's just in my head. So, Gbagbo accuses ICC, that's International Criminal Court, of being biased during visit to native village. Former Ivorian president, who's former president of the Ivory Coast, President Laurent Gbagbo... Gbagbo. Why am I not saying it? Right. Anyway, Laurent Gbagbo returned to his native village, Mama, after exile for the first in 10 years. He went back home to Mama. In his family residence, he addressed some traditional chiefs and executives of his FPI party, where he accused the ICC of being biased. It was the first time Gbagbo commented on the trial and his acquittal since his return to the country earlier this month. Here's the quote. At first, I was a little scared. I told myself that maybe my people had committed crimes and they hid it from me. Because, hey, I didn't have a gun, so if I was arrested, it was because of FDS, that's Foxtrot Delta Sierra. A troublesome man had to be pushed aside, a troublesome competitor, so I was put there. He was speaking a day after his return to his village, where he'd received a hero's welcome from thousands of supporters. Gbagbo was able to return to his country earlier this month after having been acquitted by the ICC on charges stemming from violence that claimed around 3,000 lives during 2010 elections. Gbagbo. Ah, okay. We'll say Gbagbo. Gbagbo. yeah. Oh, hey, TX. I rarely see two character names, so you stand out. X1's awesome. TX, welcome. Is it Transmit or Texas? Never know. All right. Lots of stuff going on in comp. I love it. All right. Let's play a song real quick. Because why? Well, because we play a song. That's what's going on.
It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
Exactly. Exactly. How about this? I haven't heard this song. Oh, here we go. Here you go. This is a song from The Clash. This is labeled in my system as Rock the Casbah by The Clash.
The shaky drove his Cadillac. He went cruising down the hill. The bullets of enchanting thing. But as the wind changed direction and the diplomat took fire, the crowd caught a whiff.
To Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right, 100%. You are listening to Anon Radio. AnonRadio.net is where we live, and AnonRadio.net is powered by SDF, SDF.org. And get this, here's the big secret, SDF's powered by you. That's right, it's a public access Unix system. If you'd like to sign up, just SSH. That's right. Get on your terminal. SSH. New. The word new. November Echo Whiskey. At SDF.org. Boom. You'll follow the prompts. You'll be signed up for an account. And then, once you have an account, you can come into COM and go to the Anon Radio Room, where you can hang out with the cool people we were talking about. You know, Publius and Northern Lights, Robert 588, TX and X1 are in here. Raleigh. Lots of people. Lots of fun. Anon Radio COM during this hour from 1900 to 20 or so. Choice. Very good. Oh, and that reminds me. Stick around, because at 1930 UTC every single day, no matter what day of the week, when, or where you are, 1930 UTC, you can listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. Okay. I got that out. The show started a little funny, so I am a little out there, but it's okay. We're going to go ahead and jump around. Sorry. all right. Stopping. Chillaxing. Taking a deep breath. I do not... Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and close that browser window, and we're going to just jump to some news I think is really cool that we need to talk about, because we're going to run out of time, which sucks. All right, first up, check this out.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Rare black hole and neutron star collisions sighted twice in 10 days. Scientists have detected two collisions between a neutron star and a black hole in the space of 10 days. Researchers predicted that such collisions would occur, but did not know how often. The observations could mean that some ideas of how stars and galaxies form may need to be revised. Professor Vivian Raymond from Cardiff University told BBC News that the surprising results were fantastic. "We have to go back to the drawing board and rewrite our theories," he said effusively. "We have learned a bit of a lesson again. When we assume something, we tend to be proved wrong after a while. So we have to keep our minds open and see what the universe is telling us. Black holes are astronomical objects that have such strong gravity, not even light can escape. Neutron stars are dead stars that are incredibly dense. A teaspoon of material from a neutron star is estimated to weigh around 4 billion tons. Both objects are cosmological monsters, but black holes are considerably more massive than neutron stars. In the first collision, which was detected on January 5th, 2020, a black hole 6.5 times the mass of our sun crashed into a neutron star that was just 1.5 times more massive than our parent star. And the second collision, picked up just 10 days later, a black hole of 10 solar masses merged with a neutron star of 2 solar masses. Yeah. Black holes are astronomical, that's for sure. It's written down on the story. I'm not making an ass joke, but it did read that way. The researchers look back at earlier observation with fresh eyes, and many of them are likely to have been similar mismatched collisions. Researchers have detected 2 black holes colliding, as well as 2 neutron stars, but the first time they've detected a neutron star crashing into a black hole. So why does the collision matter? It's because, according to current theories and past observations, neutron stars tend to be found with and collide into other neutron stars, and the same should be true of black holes. In fact, there are factors which reduce the chances of the 2 distant objects being found together. But with the neutron star black hole collisions published in astrophysical journal letters may challenge that received wisdom. So, this is going to be really cool. We're going to run out of time, so that's all I'm going to say about that. I want to mention just a few other headlines that I thought were relevant and important. Ireland's going to delay indoor dining and only allow access to fully vaccinated people. Flying cars are said to be a reality by 2030, says Hyundai's European chief, Michael Cole. So get your pilot's licenses ready. Trump is apparently in financial and political danger as his company faces possible criminal charges. Not a real big surprise. He does lots of illegal stuff. What else? A white supremacist in the U.S. shot 2 black bystanders. He crashed a stolen car into a house and then shot some black bystanders that were around. His name was Nathan Allen. Hopefully he rots in jail. And yeah, we're going to run out of time. If you're into programming and don't mind giving all your data away, GitHub has a cool AI pair programming thing. I think it's pretty cool, so you might want to check it out.
And thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Big shout out to everybody. Please listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. Sorry, I'm not touching Mix for a long while. But anyway, shout out. Check out all the links in the dump.com if you're not in there yet. All right, bye.